Welcome to Muffed. What a year. This is the Rams 2025 season in review. Muffed.
The Rams went 12-5, rode it into the NFC Championship game, and fell 31-27 in Seattle, one win short of the Super Bowl. For stretches, this was the most complete roster in football. An offense that scored at will, a defense that suffocated quarterbacks. The Cooper Kupp era ended, Devontae Adams walked in, and Sean McVay barely missed a beat, reshaping the passing tree around Puka Nacua. The shadow over all of it was special teams, which haunted four of their six losses and cost them the Week 16 game in Seattle that flipped them from the one seed to the five and set up the exact rematch that ended their year. Two trips to the Pacific Northwest, two heartbreakers. A juggernaut season that ended one room short of the party.
Put numbers on it, the Rams scored 30.5 points a game, the most in football, and paired it with a defense allowing right around 21. Scoring differential nearly 10 points a night across 17 weeks. The offense generated plus 141.4 expected points added through the air, how much each snap improved their chances of scoring, a top three number league-wide, and another plus 11.5 on the ground. The defense gave back minus 47.4 through the air and minus 17.6 on the ground, and on defense, the big negatives are the good ones. This was a steady train, not a fireworks show. They hit 27 or more in 12 different games, never bottomed out below 14, and only got punched in the mouth twice, the Week 13 trip to Carolina and the Week 16 collapse in Seattle. Boom, without the bust. Now let's talk about the passing offense. This was the engine, 276.9 yards a game, 46 touchdowns against just 8 interceptions, and a per-play passing expected points added of plus 0.23 that ranked in the 97th percentile league-wide. Matthew Stafford put together a most valuable player season at age 37, 4,707 yards, 46 touchdowns, completion percentage over expected of plus 1.7, and only 23 sacks absorbed behind a steady offensive line. The signature throw came in the Week 15 shootout with Detroit 2nd-9 from the Lions 41, tied at 30 in overtime. Stafford ripped a deep ball down the middle to Nacua, who took it 41 yards for the walk-off. The year in one snap. And it was remarkably consistent, multiple touchdowns in 14 of 17 games. Now let's dig into the rushing offense. Volume looks ordinary, 128.4 yards a game, 4.97 a carry, plus 11.5 expected points added on the ground, but the context makes it sing. Kyren Williams went for 1,252 yards and 10 touchdowns as the lead back, and his rushing yards over expected per attempt of plus 0.64 means he created roughly 2/3 of a yard more than the average back on the same blocking. Where this unit earned its money was the red zone, converting 24% of trips into touchdowns at a 97th ES percentile clip. Three different times against the Texans, the Saints, and the Seahawks, Williams converted 4th-and-1 at the goal line for a score. Bell cow, short yardage, sledgehammer identity, week in, week out, not a hot streak. Next up, the pass defense. Chris Shula's group finished with 47 sacks and 115 quarterback hits. That hits number sat in the 97th percentile league-wide and generated a 27% pressure rate while sending an average of only 2.1 rushers. They got home with 4 and they got home often. Takeaway count of 26 landed in the 91st percentile. Third down stop rate of 63% was a top quarter number. The signature moment came in the Week 11 home win over Seattle. 3rd-and-8 in the third quarter, Sam Darnold tried a quick out left. Jaylen Wallace jumped it, picked it, and took it 56 yards down to the Seahawks' 1-yard line. A minus 8.3 expected points swing on a single snap. Steady two, opposing quarterbacks held under 20 passing points in 11 different games. In the run defense, the Rams gave up 111.3 rushing yards a game at 4.38 a carry, with rushing expected points added allowed of minus 17.6, negative is the goal, and just 8 rushing touchdowns surrendered all season, a bottom of the league total in the best possible way. They sat in the 66th percentile in run defense expected points and were impressively consistent, holding 13 of 17 opponents under 130 rushing yards. The front, anchored by Jared Verse, set a stout edge from snap one. This wasn't a unit that pitched a shutout against the run. It took the run game off the table so the pass rush could pin its ears back. Mission accomplished. Muffed! Season most valuable player is Matthew Stafford, 4,707 yards, 46 touchdowns, just 8 interceptions, plus 150.5 expected points added through the air, and a PFWA most valuable player trophy to match. The one thing that has to be cleaned up, special teams, which factored into 4 of the 6 losses and directly contributed to the week 16 overtime collapse in Seattle that swung the playoff seeding. When you score 30.5 a game and play championship caliber defense and still lose home field because the third phase keeps leaking, that's the gap between an NFC title and a Super Bowl ring.
That's the Rams 2025 season.
Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Rams feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muffed.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.